Well, Plakas from Custom Fit joins us once again. Plakas, how you doing?
Gregor, I'm doing fantastic.
Are you underwater right now?
I'm actually on my bike riding home. I'm going to find a nice quiet spot here, and I'm good.
Yeah. Take a break. Pull over.
Yeah, we're good, buddy.
Yeah, I don't need you. You probably only biked a minute. You're out of shape now, so I don't need you breathing hard or anything like that.
Yeah, feeling good.
Okay. It's funny because I want to talk about, you know, a few nutrition things. One of the new terms out there that there people are always trying to promote is vitality. What does it mean?
Well, that's an interesting question because I checked it up on the dictionary. It can mean having strength, more energy, an exuberance for life, usefulness, that kind of thing. So companies like vitamin companies, they promote their product saying, get more vitality. So how do you even measure that? So it's like something, it's a catchword that people think that, hey, I want some of that. Whatever it is, I want it. So companies play on that, and they keep telling you want more vitality, but there's really no way to measure if the product you're consuming is giving you more vitality. It could be a placebo effect.
Right. And okay, and I always wonder about that because it's no different than the more energy, right? You've got those energy drinks all over the place saying, you know, you'll get more energy if you drink this.
Right. So the energy drinks for them, it's more about giving you more alertness because they directly stimulate your nervous system. So they get your heart rate gets elevated, blood pressure's increased quite a bit, the neurotransmitters are being sent across the synapses a little bit more quickly. So there are calories that are in the energy drinks. They will give you some energy. And that's really, and that's one of the two ways of getting more energy is you get energy from calories or from sleeping. Because sleeping will help you recuperate so that you will get more energy. You'll have more energy to do whatever you want to do your next day. Plus calories will fuel your muscles so that you can perform the work that you want to do. But those energy drinks, it's more just alertness they give you. So I wouldn't consume them. It's really dangerous for kids, too, consuming in large quantities.
Well, and there's just tons of sugar, isn't there?
Yeah, exactly. Tons of sugar, tons of caffeine, and other supplements of some kind, and who knows what concentrations and exactly what they actually say on the can or bottle may not necessarily be true as what's actually inside the drink.
One of the other ones when we talk about people trying to get in shape and everything like that is, you know, well, my metabolism's slow so that I don't burn calories or whatever, so they try to boost metabolism. Is that possible, or do those things work?
Yeah, generally no. Like, there's a lot of companies out there saying, hey, we're going to boost your metabolism, right? Whether it's from a superfood of some kind, whether it's from high-intensity exercise, whether it's gaining more muscle in your body, everybody's trying to find a way to boost metabolism. So that's where you're burning calories at rest. So who wouldn't want to burn more calories at rest? Because, you know, you'll just be actually a leaner person. Generally, your metabolism is determined by your DNA. Some people just have a good fast metabolism. It's very efficient. To actually change it, very, very difficult. You can do a little bit of a metabolism boost from adding more muscle to your body. So it's about 6 or 7 calories per day per pound of muscle that you add. It's not significant, but it can help if you add, 5 to 10 pounds of muscle over the course of a year. It can add up. But, you know, workouts that say, hey, you're going to keep your metabolism elevated for 36 hours after your workout, bullshit. It's maybe an hour max, possibly two, if you really, really work hard. And then any kind of supplement of any kind. I've heard of spices boosting your metabolism or green tea. If they do, it's minimal and negligible, nothing that would make any effect on your body.
So a lot of time, you mentioned the metabolism is DNA-driven. A lot of that just comes from luck of the draw, maybe, from your family and everything like that. It obviously, for everybody, it slows as you age. Is there anything we can do to help slow down that process of our metabolism slowing down?
Not really. No, not too much. You can keep fit, eating a good, healthy diet. Protein actually helps boost your metabolism while you're digesting during that period because it takes a little bit more energy to digest protein than carbohydrates or fat. So if you consume a little bit more protein instead of carbs or fat, you might get a little bit of an effect there. But basically, yeah, your metabolism with age and basically, yeah, your age and your genetics really will determine it. It will slow down as you get older and as you lose muscle mass, that kind of thing, as you lose cardiovascular function. So there's really not much you can do about it except stay as fit as you can and try to eat as healthy as you can. There's no magical food you should be eating or some sort of supplement. You could take some illegal supplements, but that's against law.
Now, illegal supplements, what, do some of them actually work? Or aren't they?
Like a lot of bodybuilders and a lot of figure competitors will take some sort of supplements that involve caffeine and ephedrine in there. So those will hype up your metabolism big time. But the only problem is that there's a lot of side effects to that, which are very, you know, that's something you just don't want to have. Like you could have stroke or death. That's sort of at the most extreme end. But just having a higher heart rate, you know, irritability, you know, possibly seizures, jitteriness, that kind of stuff, it's not healthy.
Paul Blackus from Custom Fit joins us. Paul, always entertaining, man. Get back on the bike. How far are you biking today?
Yeah, about 16 kilometers at home.
Oh, 16K. You're not even getting warmed up by the time you get home.
I know. I got to ride really hard then.
Well, try to get it over 25K an hour.
Thanks, buddy.
Paul Blackus from Custom Fit.